boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I would like to start the program off by saying, I told you so. I've been waiting. They've been hearing me talk about this for the past week, and I just wanted my moment to say, I told you so. Na 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 boo boo.
I never said that you were wrong.
But you took over a year, I swear to God, to start Only Murderers in the Building when I begged you and begged you and begged you to start it. Because I knew you'd love it.
It was one of those things where I was like, okay, you keep asking me and that makes me want to do it less. I don't want to watch it because you told me to. I don't know why, but I was. But when I was getting ready to leave for vacation, I told you, okay, I'm downloading the whole first season on Hulu that I can watch on my flights to and from vacation. I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't watch anything on my way there.
Really? Oh, wow.
I slept the entire flight, so I was not going to ruin that. But when I was traveling back on Wednesday, I made it through the entire first season.
Thoughts? What do we got?
I really liked it.
I knew it. I did. Freaking knew it.
It's, I like the episode length. It's like not too long, not too short. Mm-hmm. I love Martin Short.
I know.
I can't say I've ever watched anything with him in it before that's really sticking out to me. He's my favorite character by far.
America's so, daddy. Oh, my God.
I love him. I will tell you, I have one thing that kind of bothers me about the show, and you're probably gonna think it's stupid. I don't like when Selena Gomez swears.
What?
It's like one of those things.
Is it like your parents trying to swear and be cool, and you're like, okay, stop it.
Respectfully, yes, kind of. It is, because the first time that it happened, I had really no like idea how vulgar it would be. Not that it's inappropriate.
No,
but they do swear a few times throughout the show. The first time she did it, it was like, oh, you're not meant to say that word. You know what I mean? I don't know if it's because I knew her from the Disney days and Wizards of Waverly Place, that the first time she dropped a bomb on us, I was like, that did not feel right.
I could see that because we grew up with her on Disney Channel, so you're probably still in the Disney Channel phase.
Yeah.
It's also like that one coworker that tries to drop a swear word from time to time, and you're like, oh.
That was unnatural.
Stacey, let's stop it, honey.
It was a good try.
I see you at work. You're too much of a goody two-shoes to be swearing.
It's exactly that. It makes my eye twitch a little bit. Every time. So I did keep up my half of the pact that we made.
Mm-hmm.
I started Only Murders in the Building, and as of right now, I'm on season two. So thank you very much. I kept my promise. Now, did you keep your half of the deal up?
I did. We started watching Stranger Things on Netflix, which I swore to myself I would never, ever, ever watch this show.
Which you also, I would like to say for context, said the same thing about Squid Game, and then you would not shut up about Squid Game for 3 months.
That's why I was willing to watch Stranger Things, because you were right about Squid Games.
Mm-hmm.
I fell in love with Squid Games. Can't wait for the last season. So I was like, you know what? If she was right about that, she's probably right about Stranger Things. The only problem is I've seen clips here and there, whether it was like, you know, on internet or something. And from what I can tell, it looks too scary for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, fine, we'll watch Stranger Things. So we watched it over the weekend. Curtains open, lights on, Stranger Things on.
Okay.
Because I ain't doing this in the dark. Nuh-uh.
It's a little spooky, I'm not going
to
lie.
And we watched it, and I'll tell you this. We got to episode 5. And you were right. You told me that the first couple episodes, you're not going to understand what is going on.
No.
And what stinks is I'm watching it with Neighborman, who's also never seen it. So,
oh, he hasn't?
No, I thought he had. He had never seen it before.
Oh.
So you know me. I want to know what's going on, and I want to know the ending while I'm watching. If I could find out who dies now before I finish it, that would be great. So I'm asking him questions, and he's like, I don't know. I've never seen this show. How about you shut up and watch?
Yeah, I thought that he would be more helpful and had already seen it.
No.
So.
And then you also know I am a scaredy cat, because let's just put it into context. I get scared watching Hocus Pocus, and if you think I'm joking, I'm not.
Oh, yeah.
So that will tell you how much of a scaredy cat I am for Stranger Things. The entire time I'm like, Neighborman, hold my hand. Hold my hand. And I'd pull my hand out. And there are sometimes he's like, I'm going to need you to grow up a little bit.
Oh.
So let's get through this. I think you can do it.
It's like, oh, I didn't realize this would be like a relationship obstacle for you.
I think he's like putting me through like exposure a little bit, and I don't like it.
Exposure therapy by watching Stranger Things?
Without holding my hand, I do not appreciate it. But I know he wants to watch more, but I refuse to at night. So we'll watch it again this weekend. Lights on, curtains open.
Okay, I can't wait to hear how it goes.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
If you're feeling unmotivated to work out or be hitting the gym,
dude,
just scroll on TikTok. I swear, people on there are absolute geniuses. And I stumbled across this girl who has this like workout regimen, I guess is what I would call it, called the Wait Time Workout. And that means she lets random Disney rides at Walt Disney World choose how long she's going to work out for the day based on the wait time for that ride.
Cool. So
she talks about how she has this app where you can make your own like spinning wheel and like fill in all of the blanks or whatever. So she starts with the parks and decides whether it's going to be Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Hollywood Studios, or Animal Kingdom. From there, she'll choose the ride, new wheel with all of the rides at each of those parks. So in this video that I watched, she got Magic Kingdom. And then there was like Haunted Mansion, Space Mountain, It's Small
Space
World.
Space Mountain would be so long
at all times. She got Under the Sea when I watched her do this. So then she went over to the official Disney app and saw that in that moment, the wait time for the Under the Sea ride was 30 minutes.
Not bad.
So she's like, all right, that means I'm working out for 30 minutes today. You could end it there, and that would be just like a fun roulette way of figuring out how long you're going to work out. She takes it another step. She let it inspire her outfit, okay? She put on a little green workout skirt and said it's her aerial skirt. Adorable. That would make me excited to work out. And then she's like, okay, I'm going to like really take this in and let the movie inspire my workout. So I'm going to do hills because that's kind of like waves. I'm kind of like running through waves. Again, very bold choice. And then she puts on Little Mermaid in the background, and then that makes her workout a little bit more fun and different every day. You could even put the soundtrack on in the background.
Yes.
I think this is a great idea.
I loved it all the way up to the point where we did the wait time. I'll do that, but I'm not doing it inspired by like waves. I'm not doing hills.
Oh.
No, thank you.
I'm like, what would Haunted Mansion be like?
What would you do for that one? Have your
do it in the dark.
Yeah.
It's those girls in the afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I feel like I've heard people say before, like, to really test if your relationship is going to work out, you need to go on a trip together.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's true, but I want to add a little something to that. I think you need to have a bad day of travel together to see if your relationship's going to work. Because I've been on vacation, if you didn't know. Hi, I'm back. And getting there was great. Vacation was great. Travel home was a little more dicey, okay, because here and in Chicago, where we were flying into, had some tough weather Wednesday, and we were on the flight about 30 minutes from landing in Chicago, and we get turned around. They say, hi, everybody. Sorry for the inconvenience. We thank you for flying
you
with us.
You did not say it as polite as they do.
But we will be diverting to Dallas.
And I'm like, what?
I mean, that's annoying, right? But there was obviously weather. I don't really love flying. I really don't like turbulence. So I'm kind of like, okay, I'd rather be doing this than have a really scary landing and wind and snow and whatever's going on in Chicago. I realize me and my boyfriend are not the same. Curly has a bit of a temper when travel plans don't go as we thought they were going to. So he immediately is like, why can't they land the plane? Oh, we were 30 minutes out. I just don't understand why we can't land the plane. This is going to be so annoying. We're getting home at 3 a.m. And I'm like, okay, trying to explain, you know, they have regulations, right? They're not letting anybody land right now.
Well, you know how to fly a plane. I don't understand. And you could probably land a plane in some wind. I don't think it's that bad.
And at that point, I had to be like, I don't think we should talk about this anymore. Because you just whining and moaning about it is not going to make it any better. You're just making it worse. I'm miserable now because I was disappointed. Now you are upsetting me.
I gotta listen to you complain, and we gotta go to Dallas.
And we gotta sit at Dallas for 2 hours while he continued to be like, oh, I don't understand why we had to be here. Land in Chicago, and then he's just whining about how long we have to walk to customs, and it was everything. So at that point, I was like, I will talk to you when you have a better attitude.
You know what? Just give him some candy, and everything will be okay. Treat him like a toddler.
I should have packed snacks. You're exactly right. I bet you didn't expect me to come back from vacation saying I almost bought a wedding dress. I didn't.
I'm not surprised because I actually said before you left, my prediction was that Curly was going to propose to you.
Spoiler alert, he didn't.
Dang it.
And I, you know what? That's fine. That was not the time or place to do it. But respectfully, what I will tell you is we were on like a resort in Cabo and just going around the resort, chit-chatting with other people staying there. Everybody just assumed that we were married because it was a lot of married couples. Whatever. At some point, I'm like, I'm done correcting this. Sure. Yeah, basically, that's fine.
We're married.
Yeah, that's fun to pretend. Until I had a conversation with a girl who quite literally was trying to sell me a wedding dress. It was this woman who was in their group for golfing. She was riding along. And I meet her and she goes, oh my gosh, are you his fiance or girlfriend? Or like, what's the situation here? And I'm like, oh, we're just dating. Girlfriend, that's me. And that's okay. I don't want to overexplain myself or I start to sound bitter.
Yeah.
She's like, oh my gosh. Well, I own a wedding, like bridal shop in Georgia. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. She was a saleswoman. Okay. Boss lady immediately goes down like a sales pitch. I have all of these designers and oh my God, you're just so cute. I would love to style you. I'm like, did you just hear me say that I'm not engaged at all? Well, it's got to be coming soon if you're on the family vacation. And I'm like, ma'am, I'm going to need you to talk to him at this point because I have no more pull here. What do you want me to do? Buy a wedding dress without
having a ring? I've seen a lot happen on Say Yes to the Dress.
Huh?
Girl, have you not watched Say Yes to the Dress?
They're buying before they're engaged.
Do you know how many times those girls will buy the dress before they even got the ring or a man? Or anybody?
That's
just saying. That would have been me.
I can send you her Instagram handle because she did make me follow her.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
You know what? This is the first time I'm really looking outside since I've been home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of pleased to see the grass is turning green. It is. I thought it was going to be dead and brown and sad. It's green. It's greening up.
Well, yesterday was the first official day of spring.
Oh, my God.
You missed everything when you went on vacation.
I was in a comatose state yesterday. I don't even know if I looked outside.
Yeah. Well, yesterday was the first official day of spring. Hello. Welcome. Where you been?
That explains why my nose is a little stuffy.
Also, I would like to talk about how I completely dogged you on the radio yesterday.
What?
Yes, I did.
Why?
Because I feel like you've been failing us on the Taylor window update. It may need to be the Destiny window update at
this
point.
What am I not seeing?
Since when have there been holes in the ground and you have not talked about that? They are.
I think I did once. You just don't listen to me. You just don't listen to anything
I
say. I
don't listen to half of what you say. There are massive holes.
Yeah, we got some sort of beaver.
No,
mole rat.
I think it's a mole. Or my other idea, which I said yesterday, is that I think producer Ben
has a tunnel.
Yes, a tunnel underneath the studio to get away from the morning scramble to go get snacks or something. That's my other idea.
I love that, except that it's in the middle of the yard, so he has really bad aim.
They also keep the curtains down? I mean, if they kept the curtains down too, they would never see he left the studio. I'm just saying, they're massive holes. I feel like they're human-sized holes.
You might be onto something.
Otherwise,
it's prison break. Producer Ben's
prison break.
Not saying that he works in a prison. Not at all.
The smart people always tell you that you should have a plan in place when it comes to an emergency, right? Whether that's like a fire, natural disaster, you should always have a plan in place.
That's why we did those drills in school.
Exactly. I must have not have been paying attention very much. I need to pay attention.
You should.
And take things a lot more seriously. Because you know what? I realized last week when we had some severe weather, I do not have a plan in place and I need your help. Okay. I think it was it, you were gone last Thursday, Friday, right? Or was it just Friday?
No, Thursday, Friday. I was okay. gone.
I think it was Thursdays when we started having some severe weather. The emergency alert system was going off. It's telling us that we had like severe thunderstorm warnings last Thursday. When I got home, it got kind of nasty out, kind of scary out. Neighbor man wasn't home yet. And I'm thinking to myself, if a tornado were to happen at this moment, what would I do? Because I haven't really thought about this until, well, honestly, right now. Here's the problem. Where we live right now, the basement is one of those things where you have to go outside and around the house to get to the basement. So if there was like a tornado, I have just a couple of minutes to get outside around the house and go to the basement.
Yeah.
You also need to know that I have a zoo at home. 2 dogs, 2 cats. I don't have a plan of who's the order of what I grab. Do you get what I'm like saying? Like, I need to figure out who's the order. And I know what you're thinking. Grab them all at once. No, I cannot do that because Luna and Fat Mochi cannot stand each other. So if I put one in one hand and one in the other, it's going to be World War III.
Cat fight.
I will then have like marks all over my face. They will probably end up bleeding themselves because it's World War III. I can't do that. I got to figure out a plan of like, who do I grab first in what order? And I also do not want to hear, save yourself. No.
Nope.
Like, you can't be replaced. Your animals can't. No, don't you say that to me.
They
no,
cannot.
No. I would rather I die and my animals are saved. Point blank, period. That's what you need to know. What do I do?
Okay.
Do you go littlest to biggest? Do I pick Zaw first because he's the smallest? Then it would be Luna. Then it would be Evie. And we know Fat Mochi's last. What do we do here? Like, I don't know what the order is.
Okay, so I guess I've never thought about this because I only have 2 cats. So I think I could. In my mind, I'm like, okay, I could grab both of them if I needed to in emergency. If I couldn't, my plan of attack would be to leave whoever's faster to last. You know what I mean? So I would go after Toulouse because she hides. I would have a harder time finding her or grabbing her from out of under the bed because she'd be scared. That's going to take me more time. So I'm going to get her. Get her to the safe spot.
And then as the tornado's getting closer to you.
I know that I can grab Romeo and snatch him up and he'll be fine. So, like, your dogs, for example, you have a medium-ish size dog. If she's really fast, you can leave her to last and be like, I'm going to just grab her by the collar. I know she'll run with me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So Fat Mochi's got to go first.
Because he's a demon.
He's a demon and he's going to take a long time to get there.
And your arms are going to be sore.
From time to time, you will have some horrible neighbors over your lifetime. And I'll tell you this. I'm not even mad that I'm telling you I have neighbors from hell because we're moving in 3 weeks. So I don't even care if they hear this.
Oh, my God.
Because they are, in fact, the neighbors from hell. Here's the thing. I could go on and on about how I think they're a little immature, but we're not going to go there. The thing that really ticked me off the other day is that they don't properly take out their trash. And the amount of times the raccoons have gotten into it drives me nuts. We've got raccoons. We've got skunks around us.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
It is ridiculous. But they also, apparently, I noticed, have a lot of trash in their garages. We have garages at our places, and they have trash piling up in there, in bags. Well, they didn't properly shut their garage, and a raccoon got into the bag and made a mess everywhere. It's fine if they would have cleaned it up, but they didn't properly clean it up. So you know that they order a lot of DoorDash for every single meal. Yes. So there is fast food bags all over the lawn, and you would think that's the worst part. It's not. To put it in the nicest way possible, there is used feminine products.
No.
All over the yard. No. And my dogs are like, yeah, dessert. And I have to try to keep them away from that. And I'm like, at the point, do I just go and clean it myself? No, because I'm not your mom. I don't know what to do. I really don't know what to do. I go knock on their door and be like, can you clean your used feminine products out of my side of the house? I don't know what to do.
I don't know what you do.
Or do I just ignore it for the next 3 weeks and just get out of there? Or do I come stay with you?
I don't think you're invited.
To come stay with you?
No, because you sound like, I mean, that's bad, but I don't want you to call me a bad neighbor next and put me on blast.
I was just talking about how I believe I have the neighbors from hell right now because they have like probably 10 trash bags in their garage. They left it open a little bit and the raccoons got to it and left a mess all over the yard. And I'm not cleaning it up. Not my job.
No.
Chris from our sister station, X107.5, heard this and...
I cannot believe what I just heard.
Here we go.
All right, so let me start by that. Your show blasts all through the building here. Everybody loves listening to those girls in the afternoon. No one ever has my show on.
Aww.
So I'm... That was really what this was about. But as I'm listening to this fine, just top quality radio program, I'm hearing you tell this story. And would you say that to me one more time? What's the animal?
A raccoon. We like to call them...
A what?
We like to call them raccoons
here. Yeah,
they
are raccoons.
See?
That is the most egregious thing I've ever heard. Why do people got to, like, that's like somebody saying warsh when it's wash.
And you know.
You call it raccoon, too.
I think I started the raccoon.
You do it, too?
Yeah, I took it from her.
Ban these girls. Dude. That is offensive to raccoons across America, all right?
I think it sounds better.
I think it does. Raccoon is way better.
I think it sounds more sophisticated.
Raccoon. That's demeaning.
If a raccoon is so sophisticated, why is he digging through the trash, eating up your neighbor's feminine products or whatever you called it?
He's not. I don't know. I'm still going to call it a raccoon.
So raccoon!
You've been on vacation most of the last 2 weeks that I've been stuck with braces.
Sorry.
And I got to tell you, it has been a struggle to get used to braces. And the one thing that is driving me nuts is how much it feels like you have food stuck in your teeth, especially when you're actually eating food. It's like I can just feel all around my mouth. The food is just caked. That's what it feels like. And to me, anytime before I had braces, if I could feel one little bitty food stuck in my teeth, I'd be at it for hours, using my tongue, using a toothpick, you know, to get it out. I will spend hours getting that sucker out because that's how much I don't like things stuck in my teeth.
Yeah.
So now I have to deal with continuing to finish my meal when I have like this ick of like, oh my God, I can't stand this, like, food stuck in my teeth.
It's a gross feeling.
I'm like, how am I going to do this for the next 2 years of my life? Shakes.
Shakes. Have you eaten rice yet? That sounds like
a
nightmare. Oh.
And it's worse. It feels like little worms stuck in your teeth. I do not like it. So I have gone, mad crazy with this problem I have. You know me. I don't like things bothering me like this. So I went and I ordered a crap ton of stuff online. First thing was, I got braces-specific flossers.
Nice.
I don't know if you knew that. I didn't know that was a thing.
It makes sense that you could use regular floss, but it'd be a little bit more work.
I had to get brace-specific flossers because I'm done. I can't handle this anymore.
Oh.
Number two, I had to get these things. They're called in-betweeners. I don't know. It literally looks like a toilet bowl brush to me.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Before your mouth.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for these because I can't wait for them to dig everything out.
Toilet teeth. It's really satisfying.
You know what? They didn't say that in the marketing, but they should.
I will start a business anyways.
And the last thing I bought was these toothbrushes. They're like mini, honestly smaller than a pin, and they've already got toothpaste inside them. And they say that you don't need water, so I guess it uses saliva. And I'm going to use these all the time, anywhere I'm at. I'm going to have them in my pocket. It will be cell phone in one butt pocket and a pack of these toothbrushes in the other. And anytime I feel like I got something in my hand, I'm brushing, baby. You know, in my mouth. Because I can't stand this feeling anymore.
It's not good. That kind of poses a question for me.
What?
Because I know you, and you know how this makes me feel. You don't tell people when something's in their teeth because you feel embarrassed,
yes.
Which I think is very selfish of you. Because I want to know if I have spinach in my teeth. I don't want to go to the bathroom and be like, oh my God, that's been there for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Do you want that favor returned? Would you like to know if you got a big old chunk of rice?
I'm going to need you to start telling me.
Are you going to cry?
No. I needed it. Yes, I always cry about everything, let's be honest.
Yeah.
But I need you to tell me because nobody told me the other day, and I had like just all this. I had spaghetti and I had everything caked in there. And I had salmon earlier. Who would have known? I probably had salmon caked in all my brackets.
Oh,
I'm going to need you to tell me things.
Okay. I'll gently. Can I just give you like a.
No, you could. I guess you could be mean. I'll cry no matter what. You can be gentle or
tuna
mean.
Tuna teeth. I'll tell
you. Okay, well, we started with toilet mouth and tuna teeth. What am I?
I'm just practicing.
I know it's against the law, and I feel so bad about this.
Uh-oh.
Is it a federal law, I think? You're not supposed to open other people's mail, right?
Definitely not.
Isn't it a federal crime?
A felony? I don't know.
What is it?
Go on. I'll do some
great
Googling.
I know it's bad. You're not supposed to do it. But God, I want to do it all the time. I don't. I want to make that clear. I don't do it.
Except it is. By the way.
It's a felony.
Oh my God.
Dude, go tell me.
A felony punishable by up to 5 years in prison. You'd never last. Never,
I don't
ever.
Look good in orange.
Definitely not. But you did this?
Yes, I keep doing it. Well, I should make it clear. I'm doing it to neighbor man. He's allowing me. I have text proof, so don't take me to court. All right?
Okay.
You got nothing on me. But he keeps telling me I can open up his mail. And let me tell you, I feel so bad.
It itches a scratch.
Oh, my God. A scratch I have always wanted to itch. I love it.
What are we talking here? Like packages or just envelopes?
Well, he's always let me open his Amazon packages
all
the time. But now any kind of mail that comes in, I'll send him a picture of it. And he says, open it. Now it's to the point he got something yesterday. I didn't even send a picture of it.
Oh,
I just opened it. Then I sent him a picture of what was inside it.
Mm.
I loved it. It's itching my scratch.
I think you need a written contract just in case he turns on you at some point.
So I don't go to jail for 5 years?
I'm saying.
I would not survive.
Going to jail for opening mail, that would be the lamest thing you've ever done. Truly.
You would have thought I would go for, I don't know, robbing a bank or something cool. I don't know.
No, I don't think you'd do that either.
You don't?
You would go for opening mail. I just changed my mind.
I would go for the lamest reason.
Yeah, it would make a lot of sense.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
It was so kind of you, Destiny, to leave me the viral 7-part TikTok series to cover.
I was not about to watch a 7-part TikTok video. No. Videos. No, thank you.
It was pretty time consuming, I'm not going to lie. And I was not on TikTok for the last week, so I had some catching up to do. But you let me know that everybody's talking about the Hailey Bieber 7-part series on TikTok. So, ooh, thank you for that, little Justin Bieber.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is like a vicious cycle we've been in for the last couple years of Hailey versus Selena and the Justin Bieber drama of it all. But I will break it down for you, what everybody's talking about, and I guess do with this information what you will, okay? Because some of it feels like a reach.
We ride for Selena!
That's what I say is a little odd. Okay, so this whole thing, by the way, is very true crime documentary in vibes. It's a little serious for me, but you know, whatever. So let's go back to 2009. Justin Bieber debuts his two singles, One Time and One Less Lonely Girl, and he got invited on the Today Show to perform it. Hailey Baldwin, her maiden name, her dad's famous, right? Stephen Baldwin, took her backstage to meet him, who's 15, she's 13 years old. He's using, you know, his celebrity power to probably take his daughter to meet her celebrity crush, because we all had one on him at that point. Hailey Bieber then would also appear later at Rockefeller Plaza. Then she was at his LA premiere for his movie Never Say Never. She just keeps popping up in like backgrounds of paparazzi and like red carpet videos where it's like, okay, there's Hailey Baldwin again. Okay, her dad's like really using his pull, or I don't know, it's a famous family. Maybe she's just there. 4 months later, Hailey Baldwin's at the premiere of the movie Monte Carlo, which Selena Gomez stars in. Hailey is photographed holding a magazine with Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez on the front, because they're in a new relationship. So that photo is everywhere of Hailey holding that up, because awkward, right? 2019, we're fast forwarding a little bit, because a former Justin Bieber super fan, Dana, posted a YouTube video that she claims to have helped set Hailey and Justin up, because Dana ran a really popular Twitter account for Justin Bieber that all the fans followed. And Hailey Baldwin was tweeting her and DMing her being like, hey, do you know where Justin's staying tonight? Because she lived in New York City. Hey, do you know what hotel it's at? And then she would book a room at that hotel or eat at the restaurant in hopes of running into Justin Bieber, because she just keeps happening to be at the places he's at. So far as going to reach out to a super fan. So that's like, okay, that's a little strange. Back to 2014, Selena and Justin Bieber, they're on and off, but they split for a longer amount of time. Hailey is close with the Jenner girls at that time, Kylie and Kendall. She uses that to get closer to Bieber because he's also friends with them. New Year's Eve is approaching, and Kendall Jenner goes on a trip to Dubai with Selena Gomez. People think because they were split at the time, they were trying to get Selena away, out of here, so that Hailey could have him for herself on New Year's Eve.
Oh, wow.
Have a little smooch at midnight. And at this point, they're still broken up, Justin and Selena. He's not interested in a relationship. He's having a lot of hookups, seen with a lot of other celebrities. He left a party with Halsey, and then Hailey Bieber goes on Instagram and posts a video of her riding in a car, telling her driver to change the radio station because a Halsey song is playing.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, a little petty. Then 2018, Justin Bieber gets back with Selena for a few months. It ends for good, and he marries Hailey Baldwin 6 months later.
Six months later.
Yes. I mean, they had been linked the first time back in 2016, but then him and Selena were just ping ponging back and forth. But after his last time of breaking up with Selena, or her breaking up with him, I should say, he gets married to her 6 months later.
Creepy.
Interesting. Selena then releases the piece of art that is the song Lose You to Love Me, obviously, about that relationship. After that, like day of release, Hailey puts a screenshot on her Instagram story. She's real messy on there, of her listening to a song called I'll Kill You by Summer Walker.
Jesus.
Had to come out and be like, oopsie, sorry, that was bad timing. But people are like, come on now. Now, there's a lot of copycat behavior, too, that people, even now, accuse Hailey Bieber of doing. They're like, oh, she just wants to be Selena. So in 2015, Selena Gomez got a G tattoo on the side of her neck for her sister, Gracie, okay? 12 days later, Hailey is spotted with a G tattoo on the side of her neck under her ear in the exact same spot as Selena Gomez.
That's creepy.
She said it's to pay homage to her pastor's daughter, Georgia, which maybe they're really close. A little odd, a little suspicious. And another tattoo, Hailey Baldwin got a J on her ring finger to symbolize that they're married. And people now have gone back and found that Justin Bieber gave Selena Gomez a J ring that happens to be in the exact same font, which is a little weird. And then, there's so many things. Selena came out with a cooking show not long after. Hailey comes out with a cooking show on her YouTube channel. And they're shot similar. They both are like, we are shooting these in our real homes. Selena Gomez had her Nana on. And then Hailey Bieber had her Nana on the cooking show. Like, there's a million things that at some point you're like, Was this on purpose? Are you being creepy on purpose or what? So I don't know if she's just the Belieber with the Bieber fever who won 10 years later. I don't know. Or maybe it's just all one big coincidence. That's the 7-part series.
I would like to know, has Selena Gomez saw the 7-part series?
No way. She's like eating a tub full of nachos with her man and she don't care. She got Benny Blanco.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Vacation was so, so great. Very relaxing. It was nice to have some time off. But I did find one thing that I am never, ever, 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 ever going to do again with my boyfriend, Curly. And that is jet skiing. Listen, it's cool, okay? We were horrible at this. To give you a little backstory,
I've seen your ankles.
They're weak, man. No, not that kind of jet skiing. No. It's like the kind that you sit on. I'd be horrible at that too, though. He had given me.
I was like, she got a bad ankle.
I couldn't stand up. There's no way I'd ever be able to do that. But he told me a couple weeks ago before the trip.
How could you be bad at sitting jet skiing?
Let me tell you.
Oh, dear God.
He told me a couple weeks ago, he's like, hey, my parents are going to book like an excursion for all of us to go on. They're thinking jet skiing. Do you want your own jet ski or do you want to ride along with me? Because you can do two people on there. And I was like, here's the thing. I jet skied back in probably high school or early college in Florida in the ocean. And I had a full mental breakdown. I freaked out. I didn't like it. There's no brakes on those things. And you're also out. Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm saying.
Back it up.
No brakes.
What do you do when there's a rock?
Well, why are you driving into a rock? You can't. You got to swerve.
You got to swerve for
you
the rock?
You got to swerve. And then
is
in that case.
Is this how Titanic happened?
I'm saying it's scary. There's no brakes. And then when you're, it's different. When you're on a lake, lakes are so calm. But when you're in the ocean, there's waves, girl. You can't, there's no predicting what a wave is going to do.
I'm sorry. Whoever invented the jet ski didn't think, I don't know, put brakes on them.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I knew that I didn't like this because I had a full breakdown.
Everyone thinks I'm stupid.
Years ago. So when he asked, do I want to have my own jet ski or ride along? I said, you know what? I'm going to ride along with you because I won't be able to drive it. I know myself. I had a full panic attack and my mom yelled at me. Okay. I don't want that to happen again. So we get there. We get on the jet ski and he's never done it before either. Immediately, I can tell he's having the same panic attack that I did. He's like, I don't like this. I can't tell how fast I'm supposed to be going. You're not leaning the right way. Like, I'm supposed to lean with his body weight to help us turn
and
stuff.
You're supposed to lean?
It's bad. Yes, I had to lean with him because I'm extra weight, right? Otherwise, we're not going to turn the way that we need to turn. So he's having a panic attack. I'm trying to be supportive on the back. I'm hanging on. I'm like, you're doing great. You're doing great, sweetie. Because I'm just like, oh, my God, we're going to die out here in the middle of the ocean. And then he starts to get the hang of it. And I'm back there like, every wave that we hit, I'm like, because it's taking the wind out of me. My hips are hurting because I'm trying to grip and like save my own life. It's horrible. I'm never going to do it again.
I'm sorry. Whoever invented jet skis were the, I'm respectfully, you're the dumbest person I am.
I know.
You, one, don't have brakes. And two, you got to use your body to turn this thing. That is the, I'm out. That was the dumbest thing. Whoever was on Shark Tank and thought that was a good idea to invest in was stupid.
Yeah, I will.
Sounds like a horrible idea.
Where were the brakes? Add the brakes. That's
Add
all I can
Add the brakes
ask.
And make a wheel turn better. I don't know.
We got notes for you, Mr. Jetski.
Getting a little toxic in my house because our cat Luna is got a little bit of an attitude towards neighbor man, and I'm honestly I'm loving it.
Oh my God, because this is normally his like baby.
Oh, this is baby
his
girl.
His cat.
If there was a fire in the house, he would save Luna over me every single time. Oh, I'm dead meat. Are you kidding me?
It's Luna, good to know that.
It is Luna over me every single time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I think she hates him right now. And here's the, you know, we're girlies. We know when another girlie hates her man, okay? For instance, let's say us girls, we go to the bar, and let's say you get mad at Curly. What are you going to do? You're going to put your back to Curly. You're not going to talk to him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be, I'm going to have to start talking to him and be like, Curly, she doesn't want to talk to you anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? That's the kind of vibe Luna is giving to neighbor man right now. I'm going to tell you right. She never cuddles with me, okay? Luna never lays next to me at night, ever, ever. What was she doing last night? She wouldn't get away from me. She was snuggled up next to me, right up to my ear, and she was making sure that her back was facing neighbor man or her butt was facing him so that her face was never facing him. I was like, I don't want to say anything, neighbor man, but I think she hates you. He goes, no, I think she loves me. And I'm like, mm-mm. A girl knows.
Oh yeah,
when the other girl is mad at her man, and I'm like, I think she hates you right
now.
What
did he do? What did he do? Did he not fill the food bowl?
Yes.
Oh, I knew it. That is lesson number one on how to have your cat try to kill you.
I'd watch out for knives. Honestly, no. Here's the thing. He took the food bowl away because we got to watch out for Fat Mochi.
Of course.
And he took the food bowl away earlier in the morning because if we left it out, Fat Mochi would eat it and he'd gain another 20 pounds and we'd have a 40-pound cat mm-hmm. if we don't watch it here. So we took it away from her in the morning. And when I come home, her lip was quivering.
Oh,
she's like, feed me. Please. I haven't seen food in 20 years. And so I had to feed her. And I think she now loves me and she hates him for taking away her food.
Well, yeah, he was the bad guy. You were the good guy.
I know. So now she loves me more and she's so mad at him right now. I'm loving this, though.
You just got to keep being the one to do the good stuff, I guess.
Yeah, he needs to keep taking away the food in the morning, and then when I come home, I see the lip quiver, and I am the hero.
And then he gets the booty.
The butt in the face.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
I hope you can smell what tonight's trivia question will be like.
I'm actually a little stuffy, unfortunately.
Well, that stinks for you.
No, it doesn't stink. Man, I can't smell anything at all.
I am very good at this.
Planned it real well. Hey, it's the second day of spring. I got a little bit of an allergy situation happening.
That really stinks. I lost it after that.
Yeah, anyways. I don't know what other sense that really hears. I don't know. Anyways, yeah, go on.
I'm talking about smells for tonight's trivia question. 93% of people can identify this smell in 1 second.
Oh.
What is it?
What is that smelly smell that smells smelly?
So smelly.
I think that's from SpongeBob. That's from SpongeBob. Oh.
That smells smelly.
It's Mr. Krabs. Anyways, oh my God. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
93% of people can identify this smell in just 1 second. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
Tonight's trivia question has to do with smells.
Smells that smell smelly.
Okay, I do not remember that from SpongeBob.
It's Mr. Krabs. He goes, do you smell that? That smelly smell?
No.
That smell that smells smelly.
What is he smelling?
I don't know. I can't remember. Was it money? He does love money. I don't know. This does not matter, but I just know that it's from something.
I think you made that one up.
That could be, and if that's the case, call me, Nickelodeon. I don't know.
She has a really great idea.
I got a great pitch for you.
93% of people can identify this smell in 1 second. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, but so far, 8077 said bacon.
You could be sleeping, your significant other, your parents, whatever, and they start making bacon, and pew, you wake up.
There is no more magical way to be woken up.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Than the smell of bacon.
It will wake you up every time. Tim said skunk.
Well.
I know that one.
Well, yeah, but I feel like most of the time you're like, is that skunk or is that something dubious? You know? I don't know. One?
Well, I live near a busy road, so I can usually tell it's skunk. Someone hit it.
It's really sad and gross. It stinks. I hate that smell. I can tell you that. 5239 said gasoline.
Yes.
I knew you were one of those weirdos who love the smell of gas.
Hello, I'm a weirdo. My name is Destiny.
Oh, it's just putrid.
If you love the smell of gasoline, let's be besties.
I just sound like a freak, and I am a freak of gasoline.
Why? What?
Sounds like I've got like 10 gallons, or that would be more because I'm a freak. Like 50 gallons of gasoline in my basement, and I just go.
Okay, that would explain a lot of your behaviors. It would.
I don't. I swear to God. If there was a gasoline perfume, I'd wear it. Okay. If there was a candle, I would use it. That's just the kind of obsession we're talking here. I don't have gallons in my basement. I want to make that clear. Please don't call the cops on me. I'm not that kind of a freak.
I don't think you would say that if you didn't actually have it.
Why do I feel like there's going to be cops when I arrive home tonight? Cedar Rapids Police Department, I swear to God, don't be at my house tonight. Taylor, don't call them.
I might need a wellness check. I don't know.
93% of people can identify this smell in 1 second. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in less than 3 minutes.
There's only one little, like, red little tank thingy for the mower. That's it. Do not call them. If they are at my house, I swear to God, Taylor.
I might want to find a new hiding spot for it.
I'm going to your house then.
No way. I hate that smell.
tonight's trivia question. 93% of people can identify this smell in 1 second. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
93% of people can identify the smell of peanut butter in 1 second.
I think that is probably accurate. In 1 second, that's quick.
Knowing how much you are obsessed with those Reese's, eggs,
pumpkins, hearts, anything that's shaped,
here we go.
You know how I feel. They're better when they're shaped.
And the white chocolate ones.
Oh, my God. I could smell those. If somebody opened them on the other side of the building right now,
she'd be sniffing.
My sniffer's doing overtime, and I am running.
Not now, because she's stuffed, but...
Yeah, I don't think I could smell it right now. But on a normal day...
She'd be like, somebody opened it on the left side of the building 10 feet away.
Yes, exactly.
Tune in Monday night for another evening of Let's Get Quizzical with Destiny and those girls in the afternoon on C102.9.
You are so lucky you missed me stressing out on Wednesday when I went to the eye doctor and I had to do that stressful thing where they're like, which one is better?
No, I hate it. You know how I feel about that. It makes me so anxious.
Is it two or is it three? Two or three?
I don't know. They look the same.
The exact same. And I'm like, can you do it again? Two or three? And you know me. My anxiety is like through the roof now at this point. I'm like, I don't know. I think my mind goes, this is life or death. So you better pick this correctly because you will die. And so then I'm like, three. And then my mind goes, the answer was two. Now you're dead.
Yeah, what if two was actually better? You're not even going to be able to see, you stupid idiot.
Now you're going to die because of it. And so that's why my mind starts going like that, you know? So
I hate it.
So far I haven't died, but we'll see when I get the glasses tomorrow. Mm. Because I picked three, when I should have picked two, I'm going to die now. Thanks for that. But anyways, I'm going to get my glasses tomorrow.
Like you're picking them out?
Yeah, I got the whole vision thing. You know, I went to go figure out what my vision is. Apparently, it's gotten worse. Woo.
Nice.
thanks for turning
That's 30.
Old.
That is 30.
Love getting old. It's gotten worse. So now I got to get more glasses. Yay. And so I got to pick them, right? Mm. I pick the frames and all that. I need your help because I don't know if I go for the same vibe right now. Right now, I've got, you would say they're like medium thickness, right? They're not super thin.
No.
And they're not thick.
No.
I would say they're medium thickness.
Yeah.
Medium is the best way I could say my frames are. Do I go thin, medium, or thick? Here's what I'm kind of thinking. I kind of want to go thick. And I want to go...
I don't like how you just said that to me.
I'm thinking I want to go for cozy girl vibes. Like, have you seen those girls on TikTok and they've got like those really thick frames and they're always like... cuddled up and they're reading their books and they're like, hey guys, I'm reading this like really cool book, come read this book with me on TikTok or whatever, and they like have these like chunky glasses. I'm kind of thinking that. Not the chunky glasses our grandparents wore. No, I'm not thinking those. I'm thinking like the chunky frames that are cute, kind of like leopardy. That's the kind of vibe I'm thinking. What do you think?
I just am.
Or would I look stupid?
Like, I don't. I'm going to need to see a photo of what you mean.
Oh, I got it.
Because I am picturing Kris Jenner.
What is Kris Jenner?
She wears
like?
Thick frames, like real thick.
Kris
I don't
Jenner
know. How thick is thick
glasses.
For you? Because they're.
That's kind of the vibe I'm thinking, okay. Actually. She does wear very thick frames. Yes. I'm thinking that.
Okay. That's bold, but
and
I don't
then
think
I got to cut my hair.
Oh my God, then you seriously are having more of a crisis than I ever thought.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.